siendo ordenado como pastor, él es nuestro hijo.
In the video you saw a young man being ordained, and that was my son.
Así que damos gracias a Dios porque ya tenemos un hijo que respondió al llamado de Dios al pastorado.
And so we give thanks to God for our oldest son who's submitted to the call of God to be a pastor.
El día de su ordenación le dije, recordando una anécdota en su niñez.
In the day that he was ordained, I remember telling him a story from when he was a child.
Él tenía como 4 años.
He was about 4 years old.
Y yo tenía que viajar.
And I needed to travel.
Y él me preguntó, papá, ¿y quién va a predicar este domingo en la iglesia?
And I said, and he asked me, Dad, who's going to preach at church this Sunday?
Yo no.
And he told me, it's not going to be me.
Yo recordé el día de la ordenación.
And so I reminded him about that and the day that he was ordained.
Le dije, este domingo sí te toca predicar.
I said, yes, next Sunday, it's your turn to preach.
¿Ustedes vieron muchos niños y jóvenes en Paraguay?
You saw many children in the pictures.
Paraguay tiene el 50% de la población menor de 35 años.
50% of the population of Paraguay is under 25 years of age.
Muchos niños y jóvenes.
There are many, many children and young people there.
Te levanta una piedra y encuentra un niño allá abajo.
Even if you just lift up a rock, you're going to find a child there.
Muy bien, quisiera compartir brevemente la palabra del Señor.
We'd like to finish tonight taking just a few moments to share the Word of God with you.
En Jonás, por favor, si pueden abrir sus Biblias.
If you could open your Bibles, please, to the book of Jonah.
Pero si puede dejar ahí su dedo en Jonás una vez que lo encuentre.
And when you get to Jonah, if you could just leave a finger there, in there, in that section of Scripture.
Jonás está después de Génesis, antes de Mateo.
Jonah is right after Genesis and just before Matthew.
Y bueno, el que encontró ya puede ir a Hebreos capítulo 1.
And now if you found Jonah, keep your fingers there and go to the book of Hebrews.
No pierda Jonás porque después le va a costar otra vez encontrarlo.
Don't lift your finger from Jonah or it might take you a while to find it again.
Capítulo 1, versículo 1.
In Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1.
¿Puedes leerlo?
1 y 2.
1 y 2.
Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
Muy bien. Muchas veces y de muchas maneras.
Many times and in many different ways.
Dios ha hablado.
God has spoken
a su pueblo,
to his people.
Y en los postreros días habló a través de su hijo.
And in the last days he's spoken unto us by his son.
Yo quisiera que mantengas eso en tu mente, esta frase.
I want you to keep that phrase in your mind as I speak to you tonight.
Dios ha hablado muchas veces y de muchas maneras.
God has spoken in many ways and in many manners, or as the Bible says, sundry times and diverse manners.
Y en los últimos tiempos lo ha hecho a través de su hijo.
And in these last days has spoken unto us by his son.
Este ha sido desde el principio la intención de Dios.
This has been God's intent since the beginning of the world.
Comunicarse con sus criaturas.
To communicate with his creatures.
Dios habiendo hablado muchas veces y de muchas maneras.
God has spoke at sundry times and in divers manners.
Quiero hablar brevemente en esta noche acerca de las voces de Dios.
I'd like to speak very quickly about some of the voices of God.
Y si hay una historia que nos habla y nos enseña acerca de las voces de Dios, es la historia de Jonás.
If there's one story in the Bible that speaks to us about the voices of God, it's the story of Jonah.
Y si podemos leer los primeros versículos, no lo vamos a leer todos porque ya creo que todos conocemos la historia.
I believe probably all of us here know the story of Jonah, so we're not going to read the whole book, but we just want to point out a few verses here.
¿Puedes leer hasta el versículo 5?
De capítulo 1.
Capítulo 1.
Okay.
1 al 5.
Chapter 1 in Jonah, starting with verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with him unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man to his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep.
Cantamos muchas veces el coro, por lo menos cuando éramos niños o los que estamos trabajando con niños.
We've sung a chorus many times, probably when we were a youth or at least when you were working with little children.
Jonás no le hizo caso a la palabra de Dios.
In Spanish, translated, it's Jonah didn't pay attention to God.
Pero muchas veces nos olvidamos el trasfondo de Jonás.
But many times we forget about the background of
o
Jonah's
no sabemos
life.
El trasfondo de Jonás.
Or we don't know what has happened before this in the life of Jonah.
Sabemos que la historia nos enseña que Nínive era una ciudad muy cruel.
We know that the city of Nineveh was a very, very cruel city.
Ellos no respetaban ni siquiera a los prisioneros de guerra.
The city didn't respect anybody, even prisoners of war. They didn't treat right.
Eran muy destructivos. Ellos destruían a sus enemigos.
They were very destructive. They completely destroyed all of their enemies.
Israel había sufrido mucho por causa de Nínive.
And Israel had suffered a lot because of Nineveh.
Entonces Nínive era la capital de Asiria.
Nineveh was the capital of Assyria.
Entonces ellos habían hecho muchos destrozos y habían herido mucho a Israel.
Nineveh and Assyria had caused a lot of problems for the people of Israel.
El mandato de Dios para Jonás era levántate y ve a Nínive a predicar.
But the command of God for Jonah was arise, go to Nineveh and cry against it.
Él siendo un vocero de Dios debía haber reaccionado positivamente a ese
because
mandato.
He had already been the voice speaking for God in other occasions, he should have right away accepted this call.
No era un mandato confuso.
This wasn't a confusing call.
Dios nunca nos da un mandamiento o una orden confusa.
God never gives us a confusing call.
La voz de Dios para Jonás era clara.
The voice of God to Jonah was clear.
No era necesario ningún intérprete para entender lo que Dios le estaba mandando.
Jonah didn't need an interpreter to tell him what God had told him.
Entonces la decisión de Jonás no de irse al otro lado contrario no fue por mala interpretación.
So we know that Jonah didn't go the other way because he didn't understand what God had said.
O porque fue una confusión.
Or because he was confused.
No, él estaba muy claro en lo que estaba haciendo.
He was very clear, Jonah was very clear about what he was doing.
Había un motivo en su corazón del por qué estaba desobedeciendo a Dios.
There was a motive deep in his heart that gave him the reason that he was disobeying God.
Él sabía que una vez que Nínive escuchara la voz del juicio de Dios, es muy probable que se arrepintiera Nínive.
It was because he was afraid that once Nineveh would hear the gospel, the preaching of God's word, that they would probably repent.
Y si se arrepentían, él sabía que Dios es un Dios misericordioso.
And if they repented, he knew that God was a merciful God.
Entonces Dios iba a perdonar a Nínive.
And so God was going to pardon, he was going to forgive Nineveh.
Y era lo último que Jonás quería.
And that was the last thing Jonah wanted.
Dios quería que el juicio de Dios eliminara por completo a Nínive.
Jonah wanted the judgment of God to come and destroy Nineveh completely.
Porque odiaba a Nínive.
Because he hated Nineveh.
Pero aquí vemos cuatro voces de Dios hablando a Jonás.
But we see in this book four different voices of God.
En primer lugar, dice el versículo 1 que vino palabra de Dios a Jonás.
We see in verse 1, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
Vino la palabra, el mensaje de Dios fue completamente clara para Jonás.
And the word of God that came to Jonah at that time was completely clear.
Y cuando Dios nos habla, hay una respuesta que se espera de nosotros.
And when God speaks to us, God is waiting for an answer. And he expects a certain answer.
Existe la demanda del retorno.
God expects us to say something back to him.
Dios espera que nosotros respondamos cuando él nos llama.
God expects us to respond to him when he calls us.
Cuando él nos da su palabra, corresponde de los oyentes, los oidores, que respondan a Dios.
When God gives out his word, it corresponds, or it is our part to respond to what he tells us to do.
Y tú, usted puede estar muy de acuerdo conmigo al decir esto.
And you're probably very much in agreement with what I'm saying right now.
Dígame qué sucede en su corazón cuando usted da una orden a sus hijos y no le obedecen.
What happens when you parents give an order to your children and they don't obey?
Y están con sus auriculares o con sus tablets ahí.
Yeah, they're with their tablets and they're with their earphones and they don't even hear what you're saying.
Y como actúan como si usted no existiera.
And well, when a child acts like you don't even exist.
¿Qué hay? ¿Qué sucede dentro de usted, papá, mamá?
Mom and dad, what happens in your heart when your child does that?
No canta un himno espiritual en ese momento, ¿verdad?
You're not singing spiritual songs in that particular moment, are you?
Llama la atención a su hijo.
Get your child's attention, don't you?
¿Usted se imagina lo que Dios siente cuando nosotros somos indiferentes a su voz?
Can you imagine how God feels when we're indifferent to his voice?
Cuando Dios ha dedicado tiempo de muchas maneras y muchas veces a hablarle a usted.
When God has spoken to us already in diverse manners and in sundry times to us, and we don't pay attention.
¿Se ha puesto a pensar usted las veces que Dios ha hablado en esta iglesia desde este púlpito a su vida en forma personal?
Can you think about how many times just from this pulpit God has spoken to you in your life?
¿Y usted ha desoído y ha sido indiferente a esa voz de Dios?
And how many of those times did you hear the message but you didn't pay attention?
¿Y usted sigue siendo indiferente a esa voz de Dios?
And you continue to be indifferent to the voice of God?
¿Sabe? Eso representa un efecto en el corazón de Dios.
This causes God to feel something in his heart.
Dios nos va a dar su palabra.
God is going to give his word.
Es una de las voces de Dios.
This is one of the voices of God.
Cuando los hombres no responden a la voz de su palabra,
when men and women don't respond to the voice of God,
Dios va a intentar dar su comunicación o su mandato, su orden de otra manera.
God is going to try to get your attention and give his word out in a different manner.
Y lo va a hacer a través de sus profetas.
And so he gives it by his prophets.
Hoy en día ya no tenemos profetas.
It's true that today we don't have prophets.
Pero los profetas en su función en el Antiguo Testamento eran voceros de Dios.
But the prophets in the Old Testament times acted as God's voice to the people.
Hoy en día Dios tiene ya su palabra escrita.
But God today
Entonces,
has his word already written.
Los voceros de Dios son los predicadores, los pastores, los misioneros.
So the voices of God are the pastors and the preachers and the missionaries
los
that
hombres,
use the word of God.
Hombres que son habilitados por la iglesia local para predicar el mensaje de la palabra.
People that God has gifted to be able to preach the word of God to the local church.
Entonces Dios va a hablar a través de estos siervos.
God is going to call you by the servants
muchas veces y de muchas maneras.
It says, in sundry times and in diverse manners.
En Jeremías 44, en su palabra, dice que Dios daría pastores a su pueblo.
En Jeremiah, ¿cuál?
44.
In chapter 44, he says that God is going to give pastors to his flock.
Para enseñar, para mostrar, para guiarle a su pueblo.
To teach and to train and to guide his people.
Pero lea después capítulo 44.
So maybe later you can read Jeremiah 44.
La advertencia de Dios cuando el pueblo no obedece a la voz de Dios a través de sus pastores y siervos.
Because God also gives a warning as to what happens when people don't pay attention to the voice of God through his pastors.
Hoy en día tenemos muchos problemas los pastores para predicar el mensaje de la verdad.
Today, we as pastors and preachers have many problems as we try to preach the Word of God.
Somos muy cuestionados.
People question us all the time.
Y se los califica a los pastores según su carisma.
And people give grades, so to speak, to preachers by way of their charisma, by way of how they preach.
Según su elegancia, según su aspecto, su conocimiento.
They give grades according to his elegance, according to his knowledge, according to the way he looks.
Y si cumplen ciertos requisitos que los hombres han creado.
And if the preacher comes up to the measure of what man has created are the standards.
Vamos a escucharles o no.
Then we'll listen as people.
Pero si usted va a los requisitos del 1 Timoteo 3.
But if you read the requirements that God gives to preachers in 1 Timothy 3.
Y le doy una tarea para esta noche.
That's your homework tonight.
Ponga tres columnas.
Make three columns in a piece of paper.
Ponga habilidades.
Put abilities.
Segundo, conocimiento teológico.
Next, put doctrinal knowledge.
Y capacidades de ministerio.
And next, put capacity to minister.
Y usted va a notar que, 1 Timoteo, los requisitos para el pastor.
You'll see from 1 Timothy 3 that the requirements for a pastor.
La mayoría de los requisitos tienen que ver con la moralidad.
You'll see that most of the requirements are in the area of morality.
Mm-hmm. Una de las columnas es moralidad, perdón.
Yeah, one of the columns should actually have morality.
Uh-huh.
Moral life.
Moralidad, habilidad y conocimiento teológico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Morality, ability, and doctrinal knowledge.
Por eso Pablo podía decir a Timoteo y Tito, anda a esas iglesias y establece pastores y ancianos.
And it was with these requirements that God called Paul to go. And Paul spoke out to Timothy and to Titus, go and establish churches and train pastors
in
these places.
Entre los hermanos de la iglesia que tienen un buen testimonio y una vida de moralidad intachable.
And work with the men in the church that have an unblameable character.
Dios habla a través de su palabra.
God speaks according to his word.
Dios habla a través de sus siervos.
God speaks according to or through his servants.
Y cuando la voz de Dios no son oídas a través de su palabra, de sus siervos.
And when the word of God isn't heard through his servants.
Lo hace a través de circunstancias.
God uses circumstances.
Aquí Jonás desobedeció a Dios.
Here Jonah disobeyed God.
Y después comenzaron las circunstancias, consecuencias.
Some circumstances, some consequences came into his life.
En la dureza de Jonás de ir en sentido contrario a la voluntad de Dios.
But in the hardness of the heart of Jonah to flee from the will of God,
él comenzó a descender.
He began to go down.
Es interesante, varias veces aparece la palabra descendió, descendió y descendió.
It's very interesting in the book of Jonah to read how many times the phrase go down, go down, go down.
¿No es la experiencia que pasamos nosotros cuando desobedecemos las voces de Dios?
Isn't this what happens in our life when we disobey the voice of God?
Sabemos en nuestro interior que estamos descendiendo.
We know that we are going down. We're descending in our life.
Entonces, Jonás llegó hasta el punto de estar ahí abajo en el barco durmiendo.
So Jonah came to the point of being down in the depths of the ship, sleeping.
Y la tripulación estaba desesperada.
The crew of the ship was without hope and desperate.
Eran marinos acostumbrados al mar.
They were mariners who were used to the sea.
Y mira, si un marinero está desesperado en una tormenta, hay que también desesperarse.
If a hardened mariner is scared of a storm, then we better be scared.
Como dicen en Chile, si un chileno se asusta y corre en un terremoto,
there's a saying in Chile that if a chileno gets scared and starts running when an earthquake happens,
usted también tiene que salir corriendo.
You better leave running as well.
Estos hombres estaban realmente desesperados.
These men were really desperate and scared.
Sabían que la situación no era normal.
They knew that the situation wasn't normal.
Entonces empezaron a cuestionarse entre ellos si ellos estaban mal con sus dioses.
And so they started to question among themselves if they had done something bad against their gods.
Y trataron de hacer todo lo posible para estar bien con sus dioses.
And so they started to do things to getting good again with their gods.
Pero la tormenta estaba peor.
But the storm got worse.
Entonces a alguien se le ocurrió, ahí está un hombre durmiendo abajo.
And they said, wait a minute, there's a guy sleeping down there.
Traigámoslo, puede ser que él
bring
es el problema.
Here. Bring him here. Perhaps it's he did something against his god.
Y le preguntaron, ¿qué es lo que pasó? ¿Por qué está sucediendo todo esto?
And they said, what's happening? Why is all of this going on?
Jonás se identificó inmediatamente y dijo, yo temo a Dios.
Jonah said immediately, I'm a person that fears God.
Y yo sé que por eso está pasando, porque fui desobediente a mi Dios.
And he said, I know this is happening because I was disobedient to God.
Hemos aprendido teológicamente lo que se llama el pecado de la comisión y el pecado de la omisión.
We've probably already learned, doctrinally speaking, what is a sin of commission and what is a sin of omission.
¿Sabe una de las cosas que nosotros los cristianos hemos aprendido a ser expertos?
¿Cómo?
Una de las cosas en las que los cristianos hemos llegado a ser expertos.
You know one of the things that Christians have become experts in?
En obedecer aquellos mandatos que no tenemos que hacer. Que no tenemos que hacer.
We've learned how to obey things that we don't have to do.
Pero somos faltos en aquellos mandatos que tenemos que hacer.
But we are lacking in some of the things that God has commanded us to do.
La mayoría de los pecados de comisión comienzan cuando hay pecados de omisión.
Many sins of commission start in the life when we begin to practice the sins of omission.
Cuando hay problemas en nuestras vidas.
When problems come to our life.
Circunstancias adversas en nuestras vidas.
And there's adverse circumstances in our life.
Hay libros cristianos que dicen que usted tiene que pensar solamente en el para qué.
When those types of things happen, there are verses that should direct us to just one question, and that is, why?
Esto me ha sucedido, me está pasando para algo.
And we need to say, this has happened in my life either because of something or in order to lead me to something.
Y algunos dicen que usted no tiene que pensar el por qué está pasando esto.
We don't say just, why is this happening, but what has caused this or what is it leading me to?
¿Por qué me pasa esto que me está pasando?
Why is this happening to me?
¿Es posible que yo estoy mal?
It's possible that I'm in sin.
¿Es posible que yo estoy en pecado?
It's possible that I'm in sin and things are and I've been bad.
Señor, yo no hago nada malo, no consumo drogas, no hago mal a nadie, no tomo bebidas alcohólicas.
And we start to say, but I'm not a bad person. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do those things.
Mi vida, testimonio, mi reputación es buena.
I have a good reputation in my life.
No cometo pecados de comisión.
I'm not committing the sins of commission.
Pero ¿qué hay con los pecados de omisión?
But what about the sins of omission?
¿Qué hay de tu vida devocional?
What about your devotional life?
¿Cuántas veces has leído la Biblia esta semana?
How many times during the week do you read the Bible?
¿Cuántas horas has pasado delante de la presencia del Señor?
How many hours have you spent in the presence of the Lord?
¿Cuántas veces te ha dolido por el sufrimiento de otras personas?
How many times have you felt the pain of the suffering of others?
¿Cuánto te has dedicado en esta semana a suplir necesidades de otras personas?
How many times have you tried to meet the needs of other people?
¿Has pensado en algunos de tus hermanos en Cristo en la iglesia que no ha venido la semana pasada?
Have you thought about some of the people in the church that didn't come last week?
¿Te has levantado en la mañana durante la semana pensando en tus vecinos que no son cristianos?
Have you awakened some morning thinking about your neighbors who don't know Christ?
¿Te has preocupado en tu corazón por llevarles el mensaje del evangelio a tus vecinos?
Have you prayed to God for the ability to take the gospel to them?
¿Has orado durante esta semana por la salvación de tus familiares y tus amigos?
Have you prayed this week for the salvation of your family members and your friends?
¿Sabes uno de los pecados más grandes del pueblo de Dios hoy en día es el pecado de la omisión?
One of the biggest sins of Christians today is a sin of omission.
Pero tapamos todo esto con una vestimenta de cristianos que cumplimos los domingos en la iglesia y con los diezmos.
But we cover all of that up with the clothing of saying, but I'm a Christian who goes to church and pays my tithe.
Este es un problema de nuestra naturaleza pecaminosa.
This is part of our sin nature.
Fue el problema de los fariseos.
This was the problem of the Pharisees.
Nos volvemos fariseos, cristianos fariseos del año 2019.
Many people today have turned into Pharisees of the year 2019.
Necesitamos quebrar nuestros corazones delante del Señor.
We need to have broken hearts in front of God, in front of the Lord.
Dios habla de muchas maneras y muchas veces.
God has spoken in many times and in many ways.
Solo tú sabes las veces que Dios te habló.
You only know how many times God has spoken to you.
Y solo tú y Dios saben las veces que fuiste indiferente a esa voz de Dios.
And only you know how many times you were indifferent to the voice of God.
Hay circunstancias, hay consecuencias en tu vida que es probable que Dios te está indicando una desobediencia.
There's probably some circumstances in your life that have come about because you've been indifferent to the voice of God.
Comenzamos este viaje saliendo de Paraguay con mi esposa y mi hija.
We left on this trip with my wife and with my daughter.
Teníamos una escala en Chile y aprovechamos a quedarnos con nuestra familia allá en Chile por una semana.
Our first stop was in Chile to take some time to visit with our family that lives there.
Ella adquirió un virus que se instaló en su oído.
And my wife fell ill with a virus that started in her ear.
Los primeros tres días fueron terribles dolores.
She had some terrible pains in her ear.
Todo su nuca, cabeza.
All of the side of her face, her cheek, and her head hurt.
Vimos al médico, nos dieron un tratamiento.
We went to the doctor and they gave a medicine to her.
Al cuarto día le dio una parálisis facial.
And then in the fourth day of the sickness, she had some kind of a facial paralysis.
Tuvimos que postergar nuestro viaje a Estados Unidos
we
una
had
semana
to delay,
más.
We had to delay our trip to the United States by 1 week.
Y, ¿cuál era la pregunta que teníamos nosotros?
And what was the question that we had?
Dios, ¿qué está pasando?
We said, God, what's happening?
Era un viaje que veníamos orando hace tiempo.
This is a trip that we had been praying for years.
Se abrieron todas las puertas.
And all of the doors were open.
Pero ya saliendo de Chile, sucedió esto.
But as soon as we got to Chile, this happened.
Circunstancias.
Circumstances.
Al segundo día,
the second day,
con mi esposa nos tomamos de la mano.
With my wife, we held hands.
Y dijimos a Dios, si hay algo en nuestra vida.
And we started to pray, God, if there's something in our life
que está mal delante de ti.
That's bad or wrong in front of you.
Muéstranos.
Show us.
Y empezamos a meditar.
And we started to think.
Orar y pensar.
And pray and think and meditate.
Y sabes, nos encontramos con muchas cosas.
And we became aware of many things.
Que debíamos cambiar y mejorar.
That we need to change and make better.
Al tercer día consagramos nuestras vidas al Señor.
And the third day, we rededicated our lives to the Lord.
Lo hemos hecho muchas veces.
And we've done that many times.
Pero quebramos nuestro corazón delante de Dios.
But we wanted our hearts to be broken before God.
Y dijimos, Señor, creo que ya estamos bien contigo.
And then we said, Lord, now we believe that we are well, spiritually speaking, in front of you,
desde
in your
aquí,
presence.
Desde aquí en adelante, Señor, que se haga tu voluntad.
And we said, from here on out, Lord, please work your will in our lives.
Si tenemos que volver a Paraguay, lo vamos a hacer.
If we need to go back to Paraguay right now, we'll do that.
Pero estamos entregados totalmente en tus manos.
But we are completely given over to your hands.
Dios habla
God
muchas
works.
Veces.
God speaks many
en
ways.
Muchas maneras.
And many times and many ways.
Y lo seguirá haciendo en nuestras vidas.
And he's going to continue to do
y,
so
y las
in
voces
our lives.
De Dios vendrán a través de su palabra. Las voces de Dios vendrán a través de su palabra.
The voice of God comes by his word.
A través de siervos de Dios.
Through servants of God.
A través de circunstancias.
Through circumstances.
Pero por último, también
just finally,
las voces de Dios pueden venir a través de incrédulos.
The voice of God sometimes can come through unbelievers.
Los que llamaron la atención a Jonás fueron incrédulos.
The people that really called attention to Jonah in his life were the unbelievers.
No hay mayor vergüenza y humillación que un incrédulo.
There's nothing that is more shameful to us than that one unbeliever
te critique
criticizes us
por no ser un buen cristiano.
For not being a good Christian.
Siempre he dicho esto, un incrédulo sabe muy bien cómo debe ser un cristiano.
I've said this many times. Unbelievers sometimes know more about how a Christian should act than we do.
¿Qué piensas?
What do you think?
Acerca de tus vecinos y amigos incrédulos.
What do you think about your neighbors that are unbelievers and friends that are unbelievers?
De su concepto hacia tu persona.
What is their concept of your life?
Este mundo necesita de verdaderos cristianos y genuinos.
This world needs genuine Christians.
Una vez que Jonás fue lanzado,
after Jonah was thrown off the boat,
el mar se aquietó.
The sea was calm.
El resultado, incrédulos hicieron promesas a Jehová.
And the result was unbelievers started making promises to God.
Cuando un hijo de Dios, un siervo de Dios,
when a child of God
reconoció su pecado,
recognizes his sin,
delante de ellos, los incrédulos,
in front of the unbelievers,
ellos adoraron después a Jehová.
The unbelievers will come to worship God.
¿Podrías acercarte esta semana a algún vecino?
Could you get close to one of your neighbors this week?
¿Algún compañero de trabajo?
Maybe to a coworker.
¿Que nunca le predicaste el mensaje del evangelio?
Someone that you may not have ever shared the gospel with.
Y decirle, ¿sabe?
And tell him, you know.
Quiero pedirte perdón.
I want to ask your forgiveness.
Nunca he compartido contigo mi fe.
Because I've never shared my faith with you.
Me arrepiento por eso.
And I repent of that sin.
Pero quiero que me des unos 5 minutos para hablarte acerca de mi Salvador.
But I'd like to just take 5 minutes to tell you about my Lord.
Dios habla de muchas veces y de muchas maneras.
God speaks at many times and in many ways.
Vamos a orar. ¿Quieres orar?
Let's pray. Mm-hmm.